ओम शांति, ओम शांति। क्या सब एक बार प्यार से बोल सकते हैं ओम शांति? और एक बार, सो वंस अगेन ओम शांति एंड गुड मॉर्निंग टू ऑल ऑफ यू एंड वेलकम टू द सेशन डिजिटल वेलनेस इन द एज ऑफ सोशल मीडिया। वी हैव विथ अस ब्रदर ब्रह्म कुमार बालाकिशोर, वाइस प्रेसिडेंट बेटर लिविंग सर्च टेक्नोलॉजीज हैदराबाद, and Professor Arvind Sahaya, Director, Management and Development Institute, Gurgaon. So let's give a big round of applause. And let us start the session with few minutes of silence. Hum 3 minute apne man ko Parmatma ki smriti mein ekagra karenge, bahar ki sabhi baaton se apne man ko hata le aur apne aap se jode, खुद से बात करें और इस सुंदर से गीत के साथ हम परमात्मा के साथ भी बात करेंगे।
ये मत कहो खुदा से मेरी मुश्किलें बड़ी हैं, ये मत कहो खुदा से मेरी मुश्किलें बड़ी हैं, ये मुश्किलों से कह दो मेरा खुदा बड़ा है। आती है आंधियां तो कर उनका खैर मकदम, आती है आंधियां तो कर उनका खैर मकदम, तूफान से ही तो लड़ने खुदा ने तुझे गढ़ा है। ये मत कहो खुदा से मेरी मुश्किलें बड़ी हैं, ये मुश्किलों से कह दो मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, मेरा खुदा बड़ा है।
महसूस करें, आज परमात्मा ने आपको यहाँ संवारने के लिए, सजाने के लिए, सशक्त बनाने के लिए बुलाया है।
अग्नि में तप के सोना है और भी निखरता, अग्नि में तप के सोना है और भी निखरता, दुर्गम को पार करके हिमालय कहीं खड़ा है। लाएगी रंग मेहनत आके तुम्हारी एक दिन, लाएगी रंग मेहनत आके तुम्हारी एक दिन, होगा विशाल सरोवर ये बीज जो पड़ा है। ये मत कहो खुदा से मेरी मुश्किलें बड़ी हैं, ये मुश्किलों से कह दो मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, मेरा खुदा बड़ा है।
परमात्मा सर्वशक्तिवान हम पे अपनी सर्व शक्तियों की वर्षा कर रहे हैं।
वो सर्व शक्तियों से जब साथ है हमारी, वो सर्व शक्तियों से जब साथ है हमारे, हर काम उसके रहते हर हुआ पड़ा है। कभी हार ना ना हिम्मत का कदम बढ़ाओ, कभी हार ना ना हिम्मत का कदम बढ़ाओ, हजारों कदम बढ़ाने वो सामने खड़ा है। ये मत कहो खुदा से मेरी मुश्किलें बड़ी हैं, ये मुश्किलों से कह दो मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, ये मुश्किलों से कह दो मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, मेरा खुदा बड़ा है, मेरा खुदा बड़ा है।
ओम शांति। तो चलिए आज अपने मन को तैयार करें परमात्मा की स्मृति के साथ, शक्ति के साथ, उन सभी बातों को समाने के लिए जिनको हमें अपने पूरे जीवन में खुद भी इम्प्लीमेंट करना है और दूसरों को भी सिखाना है इम्प्लीमेंट करने के लिए। तो आज के सेशन में हमारे बीच में आदरणीय भ्राता बालकिशोर भाई जी, वाइस प्रेसिडेंट बेटर लिविंग सर्च टेक्नोलॉजीज हैदराबाद, और आदरणीय भ्राता प्रोफेसर अरविंद सहाय, डायरेक्टर मैनेजमेंट एंड डेवलपमेंट इंस्टीट्यूट गुड़गांव, हमारे बीच में उपस्थित है। मैं बहनों से निवेदन करती हूँ बैजेस और प्लांट्स के द्वारा हमारे आदरणीय भ्राता जी का स्वागत करेंगे, सम्मान करेंगे, और हम सभी भी तालियों के द्वारा हमारे स्पीकर और आदरणीय मेहमान ऑनरेबल गेस्ट का स्वागत करते हैं। एक बार जोरदार तालियां बजाइए, तालियां बजाने में कंजूसी मत कीजिए। और मैं फिर से रिक्वेस्ट करती हूँ जो भाई बहने पीछे बैठे हैं वो प्लीज आगे आ जाइए, प्लीज आगे आ जाइए। आगे आ जाएंगे तो आपको कनेक्ट करना अच्छा लगेगा, आप उसको महसूस कर पाएंगे। तालियां बजाते रहेंगे तो आपको फिजिकल एक्सरसाइज भी होगा और साथ में खुशियां भी बढ़ेंगी, है ना। तो तालियों के द्वारा आप अपना भी स्वागत कर सकते हैं। दो दिन से आप यहाँ पर हैं, जरूर आपको बहुत अच्छा फील हो रहा होगा, यह हमारा विश्वास है, और आगे आप बहुत ही सुंदर अनुभूतियां लेकर जाएंगे यहाँ से। टुडे वी आर लिविंग इन ए वर्ल्ड ऑफ सोशल मीडिया वेयर आवर डे स्टार्ट्स विद अ स्क्रीन एंड ऑफन द डे ऑल्सो एंड्स विद अ स्क्रीन। Whether it is scrolling through social media or checking messages or connecting to others, है ना, सुबह भी ऐसे ही हमारी शुरू होती है और ज्यादातर रात को भी हम मोबाइल या डिजिटल डिवाइसेस के साथ कनेक्ट होते होते कहीं ना कहीं खत्म करते हैं। तो सोशल मीडिया और डिजिटल डिवाइसेस ने हमको कहीं ना कहीं कनेक्टिविटी दी है, क्रिएटिविटी दी है, बहुत सारे इन्फॉर्मेशंस हमको लाकर दिए हैं, लेकिन कहीं ना कहीं उसने हमारे विचारों को, हमारे इमोशंस को, हमारे रिलेशंस को अफेक्ट किया है, है ना। सभी स्वीकार करते हैं इस बात को, है ना। जहां पर लोग पहले एक दूसरे के साथ कनेक्ट होने में समय व्यतीत करते थे, आज लोग डिवाइसेस के साथ कनेक्ट होते हैं और एक दूसरे के साथ कनेक्ट होना भूल जाते हैं। तो ऐसे समय पे बहुत जो सबसे डिमांडिंग टॉपिक है, सबसे ज्यादा आवश्यकता है डिजिटल वेलनेस, कि कैसे हम डिजिटल डिवाइसेस को भी यूज करें और साथ साथ अपने वेलनेस का भी ध्यान रखें। तो इस बात पर हमको आज एनलाइटन करने के लिए हमारे बीच में उपस्थित है आदरणीय भ्राता ब्रह्मा कुमार बालकिशोर, वाइस प्रेसिडेंट बेटर लिविंग सर्च टेक्नोलॉजीज हैदराबाद, एंड एज द नेम सेज एंड ही ऑल्सो सेज बाला एंड किशोर मीन्स ही सेज ही इज अ स्टूडेंट ऑफ लाइफ एंड स्टूडेंट फॉर लाइफ। As a student of life, he is currently working as Vice President, Better Living, a $400 million artificial intelligence company in Hyderabad. As a student for life, he has completed his M.Tech in Computer Science, Diploma in Vedic Sciences, Certification in Business Administration from Manchester Business School, as a British Civilian Scholar, and currently pursuing his PhD degree at IIT Mandi as a Digital Wellness Coach. Brother Balakishore has designed India's first 2-credit 30-hour digital wellness courses for university students. It is being taught at prestigious universities like Anna University in Chennai, VNIT, IIT Nagpur, and other places. He is also an author. As an author, he wrote 6 books, How to Improve Concentration, Introduction to Bharatiya Vijnana Parampara, Textbook on Digital Wellness, Equations for Easy Life, an e-book for overcoming overthinking, soul consciousness. As a spiritual seeker, he has been practicing Raja Yoga meditation as taught by Brahma Kumaris for more than 33 years. And with these words, I request Brother Balakishore to to enlighten us and share his thoughts on the topic digital wellness in the age of social media.
Good morning. You had your breakfast? Good morning. That's better. So just remember these two questions. Who is the master? You or your mobile? You don't have to answer me. Just remember those two questions because we'll come back to it at the end of the session. Kuch to karte honge. Isliye sabhi yahan pe hain. So we're going to talk about three M's today. Can you guess what those three M's are? Three M's. Mind, very good. You are at Brahma Kumari, so no money, please. What are the other two M's? Yeah, meditation, very good. So we're going to talk about mobile, mind and meditation. There's a very close relationship between the three. Mobile destabilizes your mind. Man ko vichalit karta hai. Meditation stabilizes your mind. Man ko sthir karta hai. And the relationship between the three is what we are going to talk about today as a part of digital wellness. If you continuously keep eating high calorie diet every single day, what happens to your mind and body and brain? What happens to your body? Yes, you start becoming heavier. And you start contracting all sorts of non-communicable diseases. Now that is what we know about physical calories. How many digital calories do you consume on a daily basis? Have you ever thought about it? And what is the impact of these digital calories on your brain, your body, and on your life itself? And why are we talking about digital calories? Because digital calories distract your mind and destroy your brain. You will need a notebook and a pen today. All of you have a notebook and a pen? We are at education conference, so. If anyone doesn't have, please let us know. We'll give you a notepad and a pen. Please raise your hand. Bye. Please give them a notepad and a pen. Because we are going to play a game today for which you will need a notebook and a pen. And yes, there are still some games which cannot be played on mobile. So we are going to play that game today for which you will need a notebook and a pen. So please raise your hands and our brothers will come and then give you the notepad and a pen. So digital calories distract your mind and destroy your brain. Please make a note and reflect. How that happens, we'll discuss today. What kind of digital calories are we talking about in today's times? That's what I took a couple of months ago. 36 hours, 600 hours of content. Every single day without a break, 7 days a week, if you watch for 4 hours every day, it will take 25 years of your life to complete what Netflix has on there as of today. So in those 25 years, they will add more content. Amazon Prime Video, 24,000 movies and 2,700 TV shows. Each TV show, 12 to 13 seasons. Each season, 12 to 13 episodes. Each episode, 45 minutes. Do the math. 50 plus streaming services, big and small. And I haven't even included all your favorite stuff. Now you add all of them, see the kind of digital calories that we are literally swimming in. And what is the result of this high calorie digital consumption? Unfortunately, almost all of us seem to be ignorant of. Just experience the touch on the chair on which you are seated. You don't even have to touch it. Just feel it. How warm or cold the chair is, or how hard or soft the chair is. You're able to feel it? You don't even have to touch it. Just feel it. Now, as soon as I asked you have been sitting there for the last few minutes, but as soon as I asked you to pay attention to the sense of touch, it became your experience. Very important. So whatever I pay attention to, whatever sensory input I pay attention to, becomes my experience. Because brain is a fantastic filter. and attention is its gate. And wherever my attention goes, energy flows. Wherever energy flows, life grows, positive or negative.
All of us are here as a result of our attention. What we decided to pay attention to and what we decided to ignore, that is what brought us here. So please write down and reflect. I am a product of my attention. I am a product of my attention. What I became today is because of where I paid attention to until today, and what I will become tomorrow is also the result of where I will pay my attention. And who or what is impacting our attention? If you are focused on a particular task, on a specific task, if you are focused, you receive a phone call, you attend the phone call and you come back. Will you be able to bring back your focus immediately, or will it take some time? For all of us, it takes some time, because it's human. The reason is, every time you perform an attentional switch, please write down those two words, very important. Attentional switch. That means each time I switch my attention from one task to an unrelated task, a portion of my energy gets wasted in performing that switch. And that's what we call as brain's switching penalty. It's a penalty your brain levies on you for performing the switch. That's why on some days, if you have observed, if you are disturbed a lot, at the end of the day when you look back, if there are too many interruptions and you haven't been able to focus on even a single task, you feel exhausted at the end of the day, and when you look back, nothing productive would have got done. Yes or no? So almost all that energy is gone in repaying the brain switching penalty. Now ask yourself, in a livelong day, how many times do you unnecessarily switch your attention? Aapke mobile ne kuch churpur kiya hi nahi hai, phir bhi check kar lete hain. Churpur kiya hai, to bhi check kar lete hain. And each time you switch your attention, a portion of your energy is getting subtracted to pay brain switching penalty. Now let me give you a simpler example. If you want to cook some rice, you put the rice in the cooker and then switch on the flame. Okay, you have added the water, you switch off the lid. Now every time you receive a notification or a phone call, you switch off the flame. Attend to the notification or call and then come back and switch on the flame. What happens? Will it take longer or shorter for the cooking to get completed? And for some dishes, you need continuous flame. Yes or no? Especially if you are frying something, if I keep switching off the flame, nothing cooks. Attention is that flame that is helping us accomplish things in our life. What is attention? Attention is that flame that is helping us accomplish things in our life. And every time you switch your attention unnecessarily, every time you get distracted, you are switching off that flame. That's why today's distractions are reducing our efficiency and effectiveness. And paying attention is like giving a slice of your life. That's the best gift you can give to anyone. Now every time you get distracted, you are wasting a slice of your life. So ask yourself, how many such slices of your life are getting wasted on a daily basis for no reason? Now let's play a game, I promise you. All of you have a paper and a pen? Okay. Are you able to see the paper here? Open a new page and draw two lines such that your page gets divided into three parts. Two lines such that the page gets divided into three parts. Is that easy?
Now listen to the instructions carefully. You are not going to start until I ask you to start. Is that okay? Now, you have the first line on your page. On top of this line, you have to write that sentence. Multitasking is a lie. Don't start. Attention, please. I'm just giving you the instructions. So how you are going to write is, you will write a M on top of the line, you will write one below the line. Listen, don't start. You will write a U on top of the line, you will write a 2 below the line. You will write a L, and what should you write below the line? Very good. So you write a letter, number, letter, number, letter, number. That is how you will complete the whole sentence. Is that clear? Letter on top of the line, number below the line, letter, number, letter, number. And you'll complete the whole sentence. You don't have to number the spaces. You can skip the space. You will number only the letters. Are the instructions clear? Wait, I'm going to time this exercise. Start. I've shown you what to write. Letter on top of the line, number below the line. Letter, number, letter, number. First letter, then number. And once you're done, shout out. Are you done? First letter, then number. Okay, good. 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 That's what you should have got. Done? First letter, then number. That's how you should do it. Okay. All of you are done? Now you have the second line on your page. Yes? Now again, don't start until I ask you to start. This time, we'll do a small change. You write the whole English sentence first on top of the line. Write multitasking is alive fully. And then write the numbers. Clear? Wait, wait, don't start. Clear? First write the whole sentence and then the numbers. Start. Quick, quick. Done? Very good. Now again, you should have got the same output. Now, we generated exactly the same output in both the cases, yes or no? Which one took longer, first one or second one? So the first person who said yes took about 28 seconds for the first one. The first person who said yes took 13 seconds for the second one. That's a little less than the half. Which one was more difficult, first one or second one? In which one did at least one of you make at least one mistake, first one or second one? Now see the fascinating stuff. You generated exactly the same output. You felt stressed because you felt it more difficult. You made mistakes even though I showed you what to write. And you took double the time. You know the reason? And that's what we talked about, the brain switching penalty. Now pay attention and count. How many times did you have to switch your attention in the first case? That's why I said pay attention and count. 18 into 2 minus 1, 35 times. And in the second case, you had to switch your attention only once. So that 34 extra times that you switched your attention, not only doubled the amount of time it took, it also increased your stress. And you also made mistakes.
That's why the most important equation that you want to take from here. High quality work is time spent multiplied by intensity of focus. If you are spending 8 hours in front of your desk, 25% focus, kitne ghante ka kaam hua? 2 hours. We are all familiar. That means a task that takes 2 hours, we take 8 hours to complete it because we are having only 25% focus. Now in the same 8 hours, you increase your focus by another 25%. your work without increasing the time will double. Because attention is like oxygen to the mind. Less oxygen, less energy, less work. More oxygen, more energy, more work. And unfortunately, it is this attention that we don't pay attention to. How many of you have attended a separate course on attention so far? A course that teaches you about attention. We have all educators, both big and small, from college students. There is absolutely no course on how attention is getting distracted and how attention can be built. This is the biggest disservice that we have done to ourselves in our post-independence education, because we don't teach to our students about attention at all. And why we need to pay attention to attention? Let me show you something more interesting.
Glass?
Yes. Now if I keep shaking my hand, will I be able to use the glass? As long as my hand is shaking, this glass is of no use. If I want to use the glass, my hand needs to be stable. Chahe ye glass kanch ki ho ya kanchan ki ho, this is of useless as long as my hand is shaking. But when my hand is stable, the glass becomes usable. So the most important principle of digital wellness: if this hand is my mind, this glass is my brain. I cannot use my brain until I stabilize my mind. Stabilize your mind to utilize your brain. And it is this mind that we are constantly distracting in today's generation, in today's times. Stabilize your mind to utilize your brain. Can all of you say that aloud? Again. Thank you. And why is that? Because mind through brain impacts the body. When my mind is relaxed, my brain sends an all okay signal to the body. What signal? All okay. When my mind is anxious and disturbed, my brain sends a not okay signal. That is why dis-ease here becomes disease here. Dis-ease here becomes disease here. So when I learn to stabilize my mind, my brain sends an all okay signal. That is why so much increase in mental health issues, both in India and abroad, after the digital devices have become more accessible and affordable. Because the more I am distracted, the less is my body feeling okay. Just go through the list. When you constantly keep getting distracted, those are the results. And if you share your email ID, I can share not just the slide deck, but all the published literature from which I have taken all these. Plasticity of Well-being is the name of the paper. If you search, you will get it. That's where I took all this cost of distraction. Multiple studies have been reviewed, and this is what they found. It impairs executive function. It increases plasticity of well-being. Reduces telomere length, increases stress hormones inside the body. And this is what we are observing. And the root cause is constant distraction. Remember, distraction is your slow destruction. That's why people don't seem to realize. I'm a digital wellness coach, so a lot of people come to me after they have reached advanced stage where they are not able to sleep, not able to eat properly, start getting suicidal thoughts, and almost always it is because of 12 to 14 hours of screen time, most of it consuming junk stuff. And in the next 3 or 4 weeks, when they stop doing it, they automatically recover. And because this mobile or any screen is distracting you slowly, people are not able to recognize. Wo dheere se pyar se andar se maar raha hai, isliye log usko jante nahi hai. And what's your distraction machine? Your smartphone is your on-demand distraction machine. So one of the most important things as educators that you can do, you can start reflecting both for yourself and for your students, is create a distraction-free study space or a distraction-free workspace. One of the most important needs of current times, whether it is at home, at school, at college, or in offices, what we need is a distraction-free study space or a workspace. Now, the next property of the brain is neuroplasticity. So, plasticity comes from the Greek word plastikos. That means that which is flexible. Neuroplasticity means, in response to our actions and thoughts, how the brain is changing its physical structure. So, let me give you an example. So, this is the brain or the neurons inside the brain before you learn something, before you have learned. Now, after you have learned, this is what happens to the same slice of the brain. So you see that there are more neurons and there are more neural connections. This is the neuroscience of learning. Whenever we say we learned something, new neural circuits get formed inside the brain. And why do we need attention? Because attention is like that glue that helps stick information inside your brain. Without attention, you cannot fool your brain. From that famous advertisement, no ullu banaving. Because you can fool anybody else on the earth, you can't fool your brain. Because without attention, brain will not allow any information to stick inside your brain. And without that, no neural circuits are formed. And the interesting part about these neural circuits is, the more you repeat a particular task with attention, the stronger the neural circuits. The stronger the neural circuits, the easier the task becomes. 2 2s are 4, 2 3s are 6, 2 4s are 8, repeat. That's why we said repeat. So when you repeat something, the neural circuits become stronger, and when the neural circuits become stronger, the task becomes easier, and you will remember the task longer. And whatever you repeat, brain makes it easier. Most important principle. Whatever I repeat, my brain makes it easier. Can you repeat that? Again. Again. So please remember. That's why you ask your brain to worry, it becomes better at worrying. Kuch hua nahi hai, phir bhi ganga jamuna shuru ho jata hai. Kyunki aadat ban gayi hai. Or ask your brain to concentrate, it becomes better at concentrating. I'll share all the slide decks, please don't click any photos. I'll share all the slide decks, you can just focus on what I'm sharing, please. And because whatever you repeat, brain makes it easier, I call brain, and it is value neutral, whether it is positive or negative, it works exactly the same way. That's why I call brain as a wonderful tathastu machine. What is your brain? It's a wonderful tathastu machine. If you say, I can't sleep without binge watching for 2 hours, what will your brain say? Tathastu. And it will make it easier. After 2 weeks, it will become 2 hours 10 minutes, then 2 hours 50 minutes, then it will become 2 hours 30 minutes, and you will get addicted. Because your brain is continuously saying tathastu. And because you came to Brahma Kumaris, you will decide that from the time I go back, I will start practicing meditation every day. What will your brain say? Tathastu. So the biological infrastructure that is necessary for me to become a better version of myself is given by nature to all of us in the form of neuroplasticity. And this is something that we don't learn as a part of our curriculum in general. And the next part, now you club this property of neuroplasticity and the property of digital gadgets. By nature, every single digital gadget that is developed is addictive. And mobiles impact exactly the same areas of the brain that are impacted by hard drugs. That means from the brain's perspective, it cannot differentiate whether you are consuming a drug or you are using a mobile. Again, our intention through Digital Wellness Initiative is not to make you digital sannyasis. No. Our intention is to make you responsible digital gadget users so that you know when to use and when to stop using it. And that's why you see mobile withdrawal symptoms. How many of you have seen kids not wanting to have food without being given a screen? Now you know the reason. And that is what is leading to internet addiction. Even in India, that is South Korean teenagers wearing diapers while playing games, because if they go to bathroom, they will lose points. That's why they play for 5 hours, 6 hours continuously. And in India, even in entire two cities, we have internet de-addiction centers nowadays, because it's spreading so fast. And a lot of us think, at least in India, I'm seeing this worrying trend where a lot of mobiles are being adopted, screens are being adopted, textbooks are being replaced, the boards are replaced by smart screens, and people are encouraged to read from screens rather than hard books. Please don't fall into the trap. I'm going to show you a hard data of why screen reading cannot give the same kind of absorbing the information and knowledge like reading from textbooks, from physical books. I'm going to show you a short clip. She's from UK and she's sharing the experience of what Sweden has done. Why screen reading alone does not work. I'm using my words carefully. I'm not saying you should not use the screen. I'm saying if you use only the screen, then you will not be able to absorb the knowledge that you need to, or you won't be able to learn something that you need to. Just watch the short clip.
Some parents do everything in their power to mitigate screen harms at home, but then their children go to school and they experience hours of screen time in the guise of educational technology, or EdTech. Whether that's in the form of iPads and Alexa voice assistants for nursery school children, learning systems like PowerSchool in primary school, or Google Classroom on secondary school devices, who has proven that this deluge of screen education is what's best for our children? No one has. If we step back and view this state of affairs through a compassionate lens, it's fairly understandable. Let's wave aside the fact that only 7% of UK edtech companies have conducted randomized controlled trials, and just 12% have used third-party certification. Let's put these pesky facts aside. At the beginning, these products seemed futuristically exciting. Well-intentioned schools spent fortunes buying and implementing the latest software and trained their teachers in how to use it. And some of the tools, like No More Marking, have been helpful for teachers. But now we have better data on how tech is impacting pupils, so we must press pause and, in many cases, rewind. The Karolinska Institute in Sweden recently published research concluding that there's clear scientific evidence that tools impair rather than enhance learning. Sweden has taken note and been the first country to kick tech out of the classroom, reinvesting in books, paper and pens. They had the courage to admit that EdTech was a failed experiment. Bill Gates himself said that devices have a lousy record.
And Sweden has invested $300 million in bringing back textbooks after 15 years of experiments saying we don't need textbook in schools. Because they have observed lack of textbooks and having only screens increase the anxiety levels of students, distraction of students, reduce the IQ, reduced their ability to connect as people and build strong relationships, reduced their math and science scores, increased the chances of getting depressed. All of these because the students are constantly engaged by opening 3 or 4 apps on their laptop. And now I see some universities claiming that they have Wi-Fi enabled campuses. Where have we arrived? Because we don't seem to understand what we are doing to ourselves and to our students. And when you have everything, ati sarvatra varjayet, when everything is in excess, and especially on the social media, so what is the reality and what gets shown on the social media? And what is its impact? The more time you spend on Facebook or any social media, it is proven now, As I mentioned, I can share all the research that is published in this area. The more lonely you will feel, and the higher the probability of you becoming depressed, and decreased attention span is leading to blue tick anxiety. You know what is blue tick anxiety? Yaar message bhej diya, 5 second ho gaya, abhi blue nahi hua hai. That's blue tick anxiety. अभी ब्लू होने के बाद मुझे पता है उसने पढ़ा है लेकिन मैसेज आंसर क्यों नहीं देती आंसर क्यों कितना टाइम हुआ 10 सेकंड हो गया सो दैट्स ब्लू टिक एंग्जाइटी एंड इफ यू आर यूजिंग एनी अदर ऐप इट्स कॉल्ड ब्लैक टिक एंग्जाइटी एंड इंक्रीज सोशल मीडिया यूसेज लिंक्ड विद लोअर सेल्फ एस्टीम एंड लीडिंग टू लॉट ऑफ सुइसाइड्स अमंग टीनेजर्स एंड दिस इज द रियालिटी वी आर फेसिंग एंड रिमेंबर सोशल मीडिया इज कॉल्ड electronic cocaine. Can you say that loudly, please? Again. Now comes the important part where your own mobile withdrawal symptoms will kick in. If you have Instagram or Facebook or any of those apps on your mobile, you are an electronic cocaine addict, whether you like it or not. And another reason why we pull out our mobiles whenever we want to relax, like some of you might already be doing, yaar bala ne sir kha liya, thoda relax hote hain. And then what do you do for relax? You're waiting for your cab. You're waiting for the teacher to arrive. You're waiting for the meeting to start. Because we think we want to relax. If you spend 2 hours watching relaxation videos on YouTube, will you feel relaxed or exhausted? After watching 2 hours of reels on Instagram, is there anyone who says, yaar, 2 ghanta reels dekha, abhi achha 4 ghanta kaam karungi? Is there anyone? You feel exhausted. Because you are not relaxing your mind, you are stimulating it. Because relaxation means think less, think slow. Please remember that. And stimulation means think different, think more. And how do I differentiate between the two? Wherever there is a screen, it is stimulation. Please remember. चाहे वो 6 इंच की स्क्रीन हो चाहे वो 16 इंच की स्क्रीन हो चाहे वो 60 इंच की स्क्रीन हो वेर एवर देर इज अ स्क्रीन इट इज स्टिमुलेशन इट इज नॉट रिलैक्सेशन एंड दैट्स वाई वी आर गेटिंग फ्रस्ट्रेटेड एंड ड्रेन्ड इवन वेन वी वॉन्ट टू रिलैक्स वी आर बिकमिंग वीक बिकॉज अ कॉन्स्टेंटली स्टिमुलेटेड ब्रेन इज अ वीक एंड स्ट्रेस्ड ब्रेन Now you can write down 5 screen-free relaxation activities all of you like. At least 5. If you are not able to write even 2, then please meet me after the session. Now let me give you a hint. When we were kids, these were called as hobbies. Abliko. 5 screen-free relaxation activities you like. Done? Very good. Keep them with you, I'll come back to it. Now there's not a single part of your body where this radiation is not impacting. Every single part of your body is getting impacted because of this mobile radiation. And sleep, the biggest casualty. We don't sleep at night, we sleep in the class. We sleep in the meetings. And there are many from different universities, you can attest to this, where the students sleep in the class because they're not getting enough deep sleep at night. And when you don't get enough sleep, this is what happens to your mind and body. We are seeing teenagers getting heart attack. We are seeing 20-somethings suffer from diabetes. And one of the important reasons is people are not getting enough sleep. As students, each one of them needs at least 7 to 8 hours of deep sleep. And that's what is getting hugely impacted. And that's why today, please write down these 2 words and reflect. Digital silence. Digital silence. Not just silence, but digital silence. Not using any screens or devices whatsoever. Because when you incorporate that digital silence, it helps your brain. It helps it in improving its productivity, replenish attention, solidify memories, and encourage creativity. Just few minutes of digital silence every day. No screens. And like physical hygiene, for the digital age, we have digital hygiene. Do not keep your mobile on the dining table, because mobile is one of the dirtiest things that you carry. When was the last time you disinfected it or cleaned it after COVID? And then people touch their mobiles with the same hand and eat with the same hand. Yuck. And they carry it to the bathroom. They place it everywhere. So don't keep your mobile on the dining table. Disinfect your mobile regularly. And do not carry mobile to the bathroom. It's become a very bad habit. It's leading to all sorts of diseases. Because both for assimilation and elimination, you need attention. To assimilate, to digest, and to eliminate. And because they are spending a lot of time on top of commode, that is leading to a lot of piles and other diseases. This is today's reality. So do not carry mobile to your bathroom. And mobile should be kept at least 10 feet away when you are sleeping. Because that radiation is impacting your sleep, and the less sleep, what happens, you have just seen a couple of minutes ago. Keep your mobile at least 10 feet away. And why do we keep the mobile beside our head? Because we use it as an alarm clock. Last month I ordered a digital alarm clock with snooze facility on Amazon for 299 rupees. And I'm sure you would consider your life to be more worthy than 299 rupees. Yes or no? So please order an alarm clock. Not now, during the break. So that by the time you go home, it will reach. And you don't have to keep your mobile beside your head. Possible? Possible? Yeah, don't keep your mobile beside your head. Keep an alarm clock. And do not touch your mobile at least 1 hour after you wake up and 2 hours before you sleep. Dil dhadakti hai. Because I know the last thing we see before we sleep and the first thing that we want to see after we wake up is mobile. Because we think mobile devi ke darshan bina kuch hota hi nahi hai. To subah aankh khulne se pehle hi mobile devi ka darshan chahiye. But please remember, wo mobile devi nahi hai, wo rakshasi hai. वो मोहिनी रूप का भस्मासुर है. तो कोई भस्मासुर का सूरत देख के दिन शुरू करना चाहता है क्या? कोई भस्मासुर का सूरत देख के दिन पूरा करना चाहता है क्या? आप डिसाइड करो. दैट्स वाई इन आवर कल्चर वी आर एनकरेज टू हैव दैट फर्स्ट 1 hour आफ्टर वी वेक अप इन डूइंग समथिंग स्पिरिचुअल. वेदर यू परफॉर्म पूजा और यू गो टू द रेस्पेक्टिव रिलीजियस प्लेस और यू डू सूर्य नमस्कार एक्सरसाइज चैंटिंग वॉट एवर बिकॉज दैट फर्स्ट 1 hour इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. And so is the last 1 hour before you sleep. And ways to unplug, this is the original smartphone. If you are really interested, then switch to this phone. People can still call you. No longer useless messages. Incorporate digital silence into your daily routine, at least 2 hours per day. Switch off all notifications, because notifications are chief wreckers of attention. Stop all OTT subscription. This is something fascinating. हम सभी ओटीटी प्रोवाइडर्स को पैसा दे के बोलते हैं, भाई पैसा ले और हमको परिवार सहित मार, क्योंकि हम सब मिलके मरना चाहते हैं, जल्दी जल्दी मरना चाहते हैं, क्योंकि घंटों हम अपना अटेंशन और जीवन हम आपको दे देते हैं. सो यू डोंट नीड एनी ऑफ देम. हैव स्क्रीन फ्री ब्रेकफास्ट लंच एंड डिनर स्टार्टिंग टूडे. पॉसिबल? नो स्क्रीन्स वाइल हैविंग ब्रेकफास्ट लंच एंड डिनर. Use only mobile for essential activities. As I said, we need to become responsible digital gadget user. Once a week do mobile fasting. Mobile ka upvas rakho as a family. 1 day. Possible? Saturday or Sunday. Right? Pehle 2 ghante aap sab milke pagal ho jayenge. Which is okay. Which is okay. After that, you will start connecting with each other. You will start speaking with each other. You will start spending time with each other. There are so many families that have implemented this and came to thank me. They said, Bala, this is one of the best things that we have done for the connection and love for the family. Please implement it. Because mobile has taken away that love and connection in the family also. Please bring it back. Uninstall all social media apps. You don't need any of them. If you can't, then have a long password. I will not use my Insta for more than 5 minutes. That's a password. And keep me logged in box unchecked, so that you have to enter the password every time. And you will make mistakes. You will say, "Dat tarike kuch acha karte hain." Because you're not even able to enter the app. So two things will happen. Either you will uninstall the app or you will change the password. Hopefully you will do the first one. And no late night binge watching. Very bad for your mind, brain and body. And practice. Be merciless with your mobile. अपने प्रति रहम दिल बनो, अपने मोबाइल के प्रति बेरहम बनो. यू आर गोइंग फॉर लंच, लीव योर मोबाइल. गोइंग फॉर मीटिंग, लीव योर मोबाइल. यू आर हैविंग अ कॉन्वर्जेशन, लीव योर मोबाइल. यू आर डूइंग समथिंग इंपॉर्टेंट टास्क, लीव योर मोबाइल. यू आर गोइंग टू संडास, लीव योर मोबाइल. सो बी मर्सीलेस विथ योर मोबाइल. बी मर्सीफुल टुवर्ड्स योर सेल्फ. एंड इन ऑर्डर टू स्प्रेड दिस मैसेज, इन द लास्ट 3 years एट ब्रह्मकुमारीज वी हैव स्टार्टेड डिजिटल वेलनेस इनिशिएटिव. And we developed complete digital wellness curriculum of whether it is 15 hours, 30 hours or 45 hours into 5 units. So as a part of this digital wellness, we teach the importance of attention. Each unit for about 5 to 6 hours. Harnessing the power of brain, a glimpse of which you got today. Harnessing the power of mind. Overthinking is another very big problem, including negative self-talk. So we teach all the principles of how the mind operates in this unit. And having understood attention, mind and brain, how their interaction creates addictions. And if you want to come out of the addictions or stay away from addictions, you will learn those techniques in this unit. And all through the semester, we teach various digital wellness techniques, some of which you saw just a couple of minutes ago. And this is the textbook that for this subject, which has been adopted in multiple universities all over India. For the past couple of years, there are many universities that have been teaching digital wellness as a subject. If any one of you is interested in introducing this digital wellness as a subject in your university, whether as an audit course, whether as an elective course or a compulsory course, we are there to help you. All the, including the textbook, question papers, slide decks, lesson plan, activities, games, everything we have created, and we are giving it away for free. Because we need to save our next generation. And one person cannot do this. We all need to join hands. Time has come where we start changing the curriculum and start informing our students of life skills, not just the skills for livelihood. Ask yourself, if you review all the curriculum, all the subjects that are taught in almost all universities, we give them skills for livelihood, not skills for life. And if you are interested in teaching this, you can visit this website, digitalwellness.in. That's my personal website. There's a reason why I gave it. If you go to my website, I've put a lot of content which is useful for you and your students. And under the book section, you can even download an ebook on overcoming overthinking, which is released for free. You can read it and share it. There's no copyright associated. Some of the MOUs that we have signed and where the digital wellness is being taught as a subject. Anna University in Chennai, last 2 years. VNIT Nagpur, IIIT Nagpur, D.Y. Patil Group of Institutions in Pune, TGPCET Nagpur. Here they have introduced for all their 1400 students who joined their first year digital wellness as a compulsory subject. Lloyd's Group of Institutions, they are going to begin from this semester in Noida. Paril University in Vadodara, starting August, they are going to start teaching digital wellness. So that's the essence. I asked you to remember those two questions. Who is the master? You or your mobile? You have the answer. Can you say that aloud, please? Again. Again. So please remember this when you go from here. Mobile mera hai. Main mobile ka nahi. I am the master. And not my mobile. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Brother Balakishore, for helping us or making us the responsible digital gadget users. तो हम सभी यहाँ से एक responsible digital gadget users बन के जाएंगे और अपने बच्चों को भी बनाएंगे. And as he said, attention is the oxygen to mind. So I am sure कि आप सभी का oxygen level अभी बढ़ गया होगा. So energy भी बढ़ गई होगी. इसी energy के साथ हम अपने बच्चों को भी, पहले तो स्वयं को और अपने बच्चों को भी एक रेस्पॉन्सिबल डिजिटल गैजेट यूजर बनाएंगे. थैंक यू ब्रदर. एंड नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट प्रोफेसर अरविंद सहाय, डायरेक्टर मैनेजमेंट एंड डेवलपमेंट इंस्टीट्यूट. आई वुड लाइक टू इंट्रोड्यूस हिम. प्रोफेसर अरविंद सहाय जॉइंट मैनेजमेंट एंड डेवलपमेंट इंस्टीट्यूट एज डायरेक्टर एंड प्रोफेसर ऑफ मार्केटिंग एंड इंटरनेशनल बिजनेस इन अक्टूबर 2023. Prior to MDI, he served as faculty at the IIM Ahmedabad and at London Business School since his PhD in 1996 from University of Texas at Austin. Professor Sahai is the recipient of the university-wide outstanding dissertation award from University of Texas at Austin for his PhD thesis, the Innovation in Teaching Award at London Business School, and of the Devang Mehta Best Teacher Award in Marketing Management and the UTB Bloomberg Best Marketing Professor in India. He has more than 40 years of cumulative boardroom experience and is currently serving on the board of several listed and unlisted companies. He was also nominated to the Thinkers 50 India list by the Institute of Competitiveness, Harvard Business School. He is also the winner of the Philips Morris Best Case Award at IIMA. So with these words, I would like to request respected Professor Avin Sahaya, Director, MDI Gurgaon, to share his insights on this topic.
So, good morning everyone. Namaskar, vanakkam. Sat Sri Akal, kemana ache, kem cho. I think the part of the introduction that Sister Deepa missed is that my training is in the applications of behavioral psychology to marketing problems, but to human behavior, and in the last 15 years on the applications of neuroscience to human behavior and to other customer behavior issues also. So when Brother Bala was talking, I felt as if I had discovered a long lost brother, because a lot of the stuff that he was talking about is actually stuff that is very related to and very close to what I do. And I particularly found one of his, what I call as sound bites, fantastic. Social media is electronic cocaine, right? It literally is electronic cocaine. It does make you addicted. And the question that I want to dwell on a little bit is, why does it happen? Because if we understand the why, then hopefully we will not repeat it. And we have to internalize the why. The human brain is an interesting machine. It learns through interaction. A newborn baby is just a bunch of 100 billion neurons. It has a few things which are hardwired, but the rest of it, it learns through interaction with the mother, the father, the family, over time at school, with other people, friends, teachers. And everything that happens through interaction. Balaji showed you a slide where he showed you the increase in the number of connections in the neurons. Every time we interact, a child interacts, the connections in the neurons get formed. So when it interacts with a mobile phone, a certain kind of connection gets formed. When it interacts with AI, we were talking about Sweden and social media ban that it has put for children under 16. Our next challenge is more than just the phone. It is what is coming in the phone through AI. Because the brains of our children and our culture, the spirituality of what our children think, is going to get influenced by the AI that they consume. And so I invite you to think about the fact that it is interaction which shapes the brain, and the brain, every time you interact, it gets a shot of what we call dopamine. A cocaine addict is essentially looking for dopamine kick. Mobile addicts and social media addicts are looking for dopamine kicks. It's that little bit of kick that we get when I see the blue tick. You know, he said blue tick addict. When I see the blue tick, I get a shot of dopamine. And that makes me feel good. But it's a bad kind of feel good, because it makes you addicted. And we are wired biologically to want that dopamine. So the question therefore is, if I should not be getting my dopamine from social media addiction, where do I get the dopamine from? Because my biology means that I need the dopamine. So there are many different things that we can do to get the dopamine. Team games are one. These days, we don't encourage our children to play much games. We just give them a mobile phone. We should have physical team games. It's a wonderful way of getting dopamine. Dance. Learning to dance is one of the most powerful ways that you can de-addict yourself. Even though you may not be a good dancer. Because it allows the different parts of your head, the motor cortex, the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, the ventral tegmental area, to work in harmony and get the dopamine without getting addicted. And associated with dance, music, languages, and so on. And this is where we need to spend a little bit more time about figuring out who should be our peer group, who should we interact more with. Remember, I started out by talking about the fact that our brains get influenced, our children's brains and even our brains get influenced by who we talk to. So if we are talking to people with good thoughts, then our brains will develop good thoughts. If we are talking to people, our peer group is consisting of people who are negative, then our brains will also tend to become negative. And so therefore, choosing your peer group is so important, so important. This is a wonderful peer group of peers, I think, because we are focusing on the spiritual, on the positive. It's even more incumbent on us to do this exercise for our children. These days, parents, I find, are often a little scared to even ask their kids, who are your friends? But it's a fundamental question that we should be asking. Who are your friends? Do I know your friends? I still do this with both my children. They're 24 and 26, but I ask. Sometimes they don't feel comfortable, but we have a line of communication, so I ask, what are they doing? Who are they? What do you talk about? Because it is important for their well-being also. We talked about neuroplasticity. How do you keep neuroplasticity going as you grow older? When you are younger, and this is why it's so dangerous for children, the peer group, your brain is in an automatic learning mode. There's a neurochemical called acetylcholine, and it's kind of permanently switched on. So that's why children learn so fast. You don't have to teach them. Wo apne hi seekh jaate hain. As you grow older, that acetylcholine is not permanently switched on. You have to make an effort to switch it on. And that effort becomes more and more as you grow older and older. How can you decrease that effort? One of the most powerful ways of decreasing that effort is to get your brain to learn a new language. If you learn a new language after the age of 50 or 60, your acetylcholine comes back again. You become less forgetful. You are able to pay attention better. You're more able to hold a thread of conversation. Older people, you will find sometimes they repeat. Right? My mother is now in her mid-80s and she's beginning to do that. So when you learn a new language, then your brain retains, gets back its neuroplasticity. There's a Nobel Prize winning scientist, I don't know whether you've heard his name, called Herb Simon. He was the one who came up with the idea of cognitive rationality and cognitive minimization. He started learning Chinese, probably the most difficult language, at the age of 77. J.R.D. Tata started learning skiing, another very good exercise of the body and mind, at the age of 78. So the more we learn new things, the less addicted we will become. And I'm really, really happy to have been invited here by the Brahma Kumaris. I have to acknowledge Sister Divya for taking the trouble to invite me here and kind of make the arrangements to come here. I'm delighted to be here and would look forward to being able to engage on different ways for our own student wellness initiatives because student wellness, as we were discussing in the morning today, is a huge issue at many of the top educational institutions. And as I was discussing with Balaji in the morning also, part of the reason is that many of us have abdicated our responsibility as parents. We don't ask our children enough. We don't screen what they are doing and not doing. It's part of our responsibility. We must do that. Otherwise, we are failing our children, ourselves, our families, our society, and our nation. If we do that enough, then we will have a next generation that is healthy emotionally, more capable of doing the things that are required for us to progress. For Vikasit Bharat 2047, we need a healthy next generation, not just who are trained in some hard skills, but also who have the emotional capability, the mental health, to be able to pursue that over time. Kyunki koi bhi cheez, any worthwhile thing, does not come overnight. It comes over time, with effort, with persistence, with attention, with persistent attention, sustained attention, focused attention over a period of time. One has to keep coming back to it. I would want to close with another one of the things that Balaji said, because like I said, I feel as if I've discovered a long lost brother. He made you go through a task. Multitasking is a lie. And he asked you to write 1, 2, 3, 4 on the second one. And he said that there is a penalty every time you switch attentions. So this is also a fundamental biological truth. Our brains are physically incapable of focusing on more than one thing consciously at one time. I use the word consciously deliberately because that is the way our brains are constructed. So every time we switch attention, we pay this penalty, we become less efficient. Which might then raise the question, and I'll leave you with this last thought, as to how do people, some people do multitask in real time. They are doing more than one thing simultaneously. And the answer to that question was also given by, in part, by Balaji Saab, when he said that when you repeat something, you become more skilled at it. What happens is that the brain circuits which perform that task, they go into your unconscious, into your hindbrain, the back of your head. So you're no longer using your conscious attention. And you can focus on something consciously while your brain is unconsciously performing another task. A simple everyday example of this is, aap gaadi chala rahe hain aur saath mein baat bhi kar rahe hain. Yes, the driving of the car is 90% unconscious because you're highly skilled at it. And you're having a conscious conversation with someone. Right? So it is possible to do multitasking, but conscious attention can only happen with one task at a time. And that is very, very important, because if you don't do that, then all the negative things that happen with switching of attention, decrease in productivity, addiction, getting your dopamine from the wrong things, all of those things are going to happen. And for me, personally, there are two things that I do to sustain my attention. One is a little bit of meditation. I'm sure there are experts over here. I heard 33 years of Raja Yoga over here. Aap logon ka bhi hoga. So, but not so much meditation. My go-to is my morning walk, 35 minutes of brisk walk. And what do I mean by brisk walk? Each one of us probably does a walk, but is that walk at the edge of your physical capacity? Har ek ka apna ek physical capacity hota hai. So if you walk at the edge of your physical capacity, then you reap the full benefits of the walk. What are the full benefits of that kind of a walk? That kind of walk literally leads to new neurons forming in your head. Neurogenesis hota hai. Yes, you become literally more smarter. If you walk regularly at that level, brisk walking at the limit of your physical capacity, you are much more likely to have insulin resistance. Sorry, decrease in insulin resistance. Indians as a group, genetically, we are more inclined towards what we call as diabetes, sugar issues. So you reduce the chances of that happening. Your balance becomes better. As you grow older, all of us start facing balance problems. But if you do that kind of walk, your balance becomes better. Why? Kyunki aapke kaan ke andar jo hai, you've got these semicircular canals with cochlear hair. They remain active. If they remain active, your balance becomes better. Your bone strength increases. Another issue as we grow older. So for a healthy mental outlook in life, you have to be physically healthy also. If you're not physically healthy, you cannot be mentally healthy, and vice versa. If you're not mentally healthy, you cannot be physically healthy. So what I highly recommend to you, some combination of both these things, some kind of physical activity as well as meditation, spiritual related activity that brings it together. And what holds all of this together is exactly what was said in the beginning, attention. Even when you are walking, where is your attention? When you are meditating, clearly your attention is, you are deliberately focusing your mental and emotional attention. But when you are walking, where is your attention? Is your attention on the walk? Are you feeling your body as you are walking? Are you focused on the distance on a particular tree as you are approaching it? Where is your attention? So it all comes back to the key issue that was talked about. Where is the attention that you are putting in? And the more you focus, the better you get at it, the better off you are emotionally, physically, in every term of the word. And to end, I will come back to what he started with and ended with, you know, ye mobile mera hai, main mobile ka nahi hoon. So let me repeat that for you also. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Professor Sahai, for sharing your beautiful insights and sharing your valuable time. आप और आप सभी इस भारत को विकसित बनाने के लिए ऑलरेडी एक महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका अदा कर रहे हैं, लेकिन यहाँ से हम अपने आप को सशक्त करके जाएंगे तो बहुत जल्दी ही हम सभी मिलकर भारत को अवश्य रूप से विकसित बनाएंगे, एक स्वर्णिम भारत बनाएंगे। इसी शुभ संकल्प के साथ हम इस सेशन को एंड करते हैं। आई वुड जस्ट लाइक टू इन्फॉर्म यू दैट डिजिटल wellness books of Brother Balakishore are also available in Amazon and literature counter backside of the hall. And once again, I thank you, Brother Balakishore and Professor Sahaya, for this session. And we will sit in two minutes silence, and immediately after that, we will. And I would like to request Brother Balakishore to felicitate our guest of honor, Professor Arvind Sahaya. Thank you. Thank you so much. And as we are running a little bit late, so let us sit in 2 minutes silence in godly remembrance. And after that, immediately next session will start.